listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, let me remind you that the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com.
We go in the locker room.
That's our regular thing that Jameer Howardson does for us. It's an off day, but some players are around. One of them is defensive tackle Ataba Rubin, or defensive lineman, defensive end Ataba Rubin. I guess he can play both spots. He's a versatile guy. And our own Jameer Howardson had a chance to catch up with him. Take it away, Jay.
Ataba, just taking a look back at last week's game, Coach mentioned when he brought the team up that win or lose, there's always a lesson to be learned from a game. And what do you think that lesson was?
Our lesson is just to play a full game of football and make sure that, you know, we start fast, that we finish fast. That's been our problem this year. We've been coming out fast, but end up not really sealing the deal. So that's the lesson we learned. We can't keep on making them same mistakes.
Tuesday is the official day off for the players. What are you doing today to get better?
Right now, I'm just coming in, watching some film, just getting my body right, stretching. They got massages in here going for the players if you need it. Just focusing down and just getting everything back right and getting ready for this practice on Wednesday.
Do you think during that practice on Wednesday there will be a sense of urgency for the team?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All the players know how to, you know, respond, come back to work, be a pro, and really just put our best foot forward for this week because we got another great talent in Aaron Rodgers.
Your play on the field clearly speaks for itself, and you're a silent leader, but in your own way, how do you keep this team motivated?
I mean, just a long season. You never know what happens. Everybody just pulling together. They see me working hard, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm just going to keep on putting my, like I said, best foot forward every week, and see if I can get better and just work on my individual tasks, and hopefully everybody feeds off that and follow me and do the same.
Ataba, thank you for your time, and good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Thanks, Jameer, and thank you, Ataba Rubin. And it's a refreshing perspective. When Ataba Rubin says things like that, says that he can be an example that other guys can follow. He's in there watching tape today, getting the work that needs to be done, preparing and being in that business-like frame of mind. And that's really been his approach. He's been the understated sort of leader. I think that's part of the issue. You'd like your leaders, your ideal, if you're casting for a movie leader, is the dynamic sort of fills the room presence with his personality, that guy who just says the right things and he's all fiery and fired up, and he just knows how to inspire others. You either have those guys or you don't, and you're either wired to be that way or you're not. And you can't make people who aren't that way, even if you consider them leaders. And I put Ataba Rubin in a category of, quote, leadership, because I think he will take younger guys aside. He will do the things he's doing today and pretty much say, you see what I'm doing on a Tuesday? I'm coming in here. And by the way, Brandon Whedon, I saw him in here. I mean, there are other players, not just Ataba Rubin, putting in that extra work that they know they need. But it doesn't necessarily create a fire that's going to catch everybody else into it, sweep everybody in.
Well, you need a combination of people who can, you know, motivationally speak to you and have that presence, as you talked about, that it factor. And you need guys who are going to lead by example, just come in and saying, listen, we're going to work. We are not in a position. We get days off, but yeah, there are a lot of days off in the off season where all you have to do really is work out and you know, do things you can do. But in the season, let's get in here. Let's get it done. I think Rubin is, you know, a very good lead by example type of a guy, and he needs to continue to do that, and people need to take notes of that. This is a tough game. I'll go back to something. I remember I was back in Los Angeles a couple years ago, and I had Willie McGinnis on a show with me, and I got the opportunity to drive to dinner with Willie Mac G. And he broke it down for me. He said, this is what made us so great in New England, and we understood what it meant to be a professional player. All the stuff you want, the money, the fame, the women, whatever it is that you're interested in, comes with success. And the only way to have success is to know that you have done every single thing in your power to be as mentally, physically, emotionally prepared as you can be every single week, and know that you're doing more or as much as you can possibly can do, and more than what everybody else out there is doing. Because every second that they're not working and you are, that's an advantage for you to use. And that was the mentality in New England. We're going to do everything that we can to be good. Anything less than that level of professionalism will not be tolerated, regardless of how good you are or how talented you think you are. If you're not maximizing your gifts, you're doing something wrong. And I remember I was talking to McGinnis about coming to Cleveland and the difference, and he said it was night and day. And this was a while ago, obviously. But he talked then about Braylon Edwards, who was at that point one of the superstars of the Browns. And he said, you know, he just didn't get it. He did not get what it meant to be a professional football player.
Never really did.
And never really did. And that's why a guy of his talent and physical gifts didn't last long in the league as a productive player.
Yeah, my definition of a pro is this. Just a similar anecdote. So it was in Clifton, New Jersey. The NFL used to have this alumni golf tournament. I think they still do some form of it, but it was held in Clifton in the off season. And I'd go there. I was there for NFL.com. It was good column fodder. You had stars there. You had players. I think mostly players who would show up there, current players who would participate in this. So he was nearing the end of his career. He was with the Oakland Raiders, and this particular guy was on this trip playing in this tournament. And I'm in the workout room on the treadmill doing my thing, thinking I'm really keeping a good pace.
You're
there.
You're tearing it up?
Tearing it up at, like, you know, 6.5 miles an hour, something like that, which is pretty much a jog. But I was doing it, and for me, it was good at that point. And I'm not paying it. I'm in my zone. I'm focused. My head's down. I'm just trying to stay alive and just stay on that treadmill and got my tunes going. And out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody who was at the Oakland Raiders near the end of his career on the treadmill next to me, and I just kind of catch the glimpse of this guy who is, and you know how you always look at somebody else's, what speed they're going at. He's at 14 miles an hour.
That's fast.
Striding. He's striding at 14. He's gliding and striding at 14. I'm trying to, like, keep alive at 6.5, and I'm looking over there. It's Jerry Rice. It's Jerry Rice striding at 14 near the end of his career, killing it on that thing. Now, I don't know how long he was going to go on it, but I'll tell you what I did. I hit stop. I got the hell off the treadmill. I am not running next to Jerry friggin' Rice right now. I'm not doing that and embarrass myself and just kill my whole self-esteem and everything. And I just walked out of there feeling like I just got to leave the room and let him do his thing. And he would proceed to go through more workout. This is off season. This is at a golf tournament. This is supposed to be fun time. You know, guys having beers and smoking cigars on the golf course, the usual thing. Not Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice was, you know, keeping it real as far as his, what he knew he needed to do at that phase of his career. That's a professional. That's totally what a professional does. And I'm not saying everybody who does that is going to be a Hall of Famer and have the long, distinguished career that Rice had. But you saw a clear example. So I got reminded of, and I always use that story, of you want an example of what a pro does and what it takes to be a consummate pro, because you brought up Braylon Edwards and you brought up the short fuse that became his career. There's the example of the long fuse. That's why this thing continues on. Nick in Akron's with us now. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great. Good. Buddy. What's up?
I wanted to touch base or comment on the fact that the Browns are failing in the second half. And if I heard Chud properly yesterday in his press conference, he was asked about that topic and halftime adjustment. And he seemed to think they weren't a big deal, that they're overrated, which kind of shocked me. I'm not an NFL coach or have played in the NFL, but and then you had Gerard Sherry on later on, and he was asked that question, and he said, yeah, I mean, he didn't, not to comment on what Chud said, but just his opinion about it, and he said, yeah, the mastermind Bill Belichick would address any adjustments that needed to be made, offense, defense, special teams, whatever it was, there was adjustments made. I mean, I coached CYO football, and we made adjustments at halftime. Again, I'm not at the NFL caliber, but that's just a well-known fact of making adjustments, whether it's, you know, war, business, or football. And I was shocked, and it concerns me that he took that approach and said it's overrated. And I think that that's why Jordan Cameron and some of these other guys are feeling like, well, coaches must think that we're doing right. They're players. They still need to be coached. That's why they're still coaches in the NFL. But if they feel like the coaches aren't telling them to make adjustments or do this or do that, they're feeling, they're coming out, I guess we're doing the right stuff. We lost. So that's my comment on that. I'm a little concerned. I'm not ready to shut out of Cleveland. I like what he's doing, but that was a very concerning comment.
I'm glad that you brought that up, and thank you very much for the call, because that struck me when we asked Gerard that, because, you know, we had heard a lot of, yeah, there wasn't a lot of time, and Gerard was like, well, Bill Belichick used every second of halftime to try to make adjustments. And you know, listen, different coaches, and I guarantee they're working on things throughout the game. Gerard also said that, to make these adjustments. Even Jim Schwartz said halftime adjustments are a little bit overrated in the National Football League. But I think your point is a good one. I think our coaching staff here with the Cleveland Browns is as good as it gets in the NFL, and I think that they will do what they have to do. And if that's make adjustments about their policy on adjustments, then I think they will do that, and we'll see that going forward. I want to remind you to join us as we broadcast live Friday, October the 18th, at Discount Drug Mart in North Royalton. We'll be joined by a Cleveland Browns alum and chomps. Discount Drug Mart is located at 5500 Wallings Road, North Royalton, Ohio, 44133.
Are you coming to hang out with me that day or no?
No, it was the Royal Week.
Huh?
It was the Royal Week for you. It really meant go hang out with Vic. And it'll be a beautiful day because it's guaranteed.
I don't know where they put us. Like, sometimes they put us near products that, you know, that aren't necessarily the good products to be near if you're a guy. You know, you see,
yeah.
like
you're going to sit in that aisle?
Well, I was in the aisle, but we were backed up to one of them. And I remember some, excuse me, are the feminine napkins back here? And I'm saying, like, I don't know.
That's like, why they call him the Taurus. Get him out of there. That's
they
right.
had our backdrop there, and it was like blocking all that, so it was a little difficult. And I said, kid, could we find another spot?
Yeah.
Can we go into the
Megan will have to
5 hour energy or something?
Right, 5 hour energy, sure.
Something, you know, just a little
Halloween
more.
Halloween candy?
More Browns Daily. Candy.
No, Halloween candy? I'm sure there'll be some orange there.
That's good. Let's do that.
Corn candy? Why not? Yeah. All right, well, we'll be back with more here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forward.